Greetings, this is Brother Steve again, Fountain of Life, Daily Inspiration. For this meditation, I want to look at the fight of faith. Again, our theme this week is talking about the Christian life. Is it a walk in the park, or is it a war? The world, is it a playground, or is it a battlefield? And the life in Christ, a life of ease or a desperate struggle to survive. And so we want to look a little bit at the fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:2 says, verse 12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Matthew 8:26, this is Jesus speaking to the disciples after they were fearful about the wind and the storm and the sea. And he said unto them, what are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? And he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. One of the things about faith is it is the opposite of fear. Now, faith and fear are both projected into the future. When we are fearful, it's because of something that we are afraid will happen, and that makes us fearful. When we have faith, especially faith in God, there's people that have faith in the wrong things, and people do amazing things by faith, even in something that is not worthy of our faith. But again, faith is something that we believe in the future. I could go down to Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's something we hope for. It's evidence of something not seen. Matthew 6:28-34, Jesus speaking again the conflict between fear and faith. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There we have that whole worry thing, which is connected with fear. What shall I wear? What shall I eat? What shall I drink? But as we seek first the kingdom of God, as we are soldiers in his army, would God not take care of his soldiers, his army? Yes, absolutely he will. Now, I had said earlier I want to go to Hebrews 11, and we want to do that. Hebrews 11 is a beautiful chapter of faith, where it gives many examples of people who did amazing things by faith. I'm not going to give you a lot of these examples. I have a few picked out here of the amazing things that people did. Now, faith, the other thing about faith is that faith will move us to action. When we believe something is true, when we believe God, we believe God's word is true, it will move us to action. When we see that judgment is coming, will we not prepare ourselves for that judgment if we believe it? And so we see that we could also go to James, I hadn't written that down, but James is another good example of talking about faith versus work. Hast thou faith without works? Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my work. So that's a good example of how that works, how faith is exemplified by the works that we do. Again, back to Hebrews 11, chapter 1, now 1 through 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Again, by faith we believe that God created the world. And we talked about, in their last meditation, we talked about a little bit about the battle in the mind. And here's an example of what that can be. We know that we are surrounded with lots of pressure. People want to make you believe that the world happened over millions and billions of years. But we know, because we believe God and we believe His Word, that it was created by God in 6 days. But that battle is an ongoing battle in your mind. To set aside the pressure, the reasoning, and just believe God. No, I believe what God says. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Verse 13 through 16, talking about gives a list of different people and the things that they did. Then it says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Again, looking into the future. Faith looks into the future and sees something that is not seen. Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. Again, just talking about believing that those things exist, and that they will be reality for us someday, and not being wrapped up, getting caught up with the affairs of this world, but looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And then it's interesting, it says, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city. That raises a question. If you look at your life, and you evaluate your life in light of that, do you think God would be ashamed to be called your God? Then we go to verse 24 to 26. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto recompense of the reward. Again, that looking into the future, the recompense of the reward, knowing that that day is coming. And again, it's a battle, it's a fight, it's something that we constantly have to be looking at and reminding ourselves of, that this is not my home, I'm not staying here, I need to move on. I cannot let my roots grow too deep here. Verse 30, there's a great victory. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had compassed about 7 days. That gives you a good example of how faith, the children of Israel, when they went into the land of Canaan, they had lots of work to do, but ultimately, it was God that did the work. And they just believed God and moved forward in faith. And as they moved forward in faith, God won the victories. Verse 32 to 40, now this gives you towards the end, there's a list of men here. Let's see. And what shall I say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of swords. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yeah, moreover, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. It's also interesting to note there that verse 38, of whom the world was not worthy. These are great warriors, mighty soldiers for the Lord. The world is not worthy of that commitment. And so we see that faith is something that is projected into the future, something that looks into the future and believes, and it's the opposite of fear, which looks into the future and is fearful and afraid. So again, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. God bless you, and we will have, I believe, one more message.